Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, all around wonderful young lady, Pat Foreman. Today, of course, is Fun Friday, June 17th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show. It's broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping, you guessed it, backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. And, of course, that's where you can get the all-new, first edition, one-of-a-kind Chicken Whisperer collector cards right there at chickenwhisperer.com. And you can follow us on Facebook, become a fan at facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, we want to invite you to join us in the live, ever so popular chicken chat room. It's going on right now. You can talk with other backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country, make some new friends, because there are a lot of great relationships and friends that have been because of the chat room. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. The chat room automatically opens up. If you're listening to the show, just scroll down a little bit. You'll see it. And then there's a little button there that says register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk all about backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, urban gardening, preparedness, and a whole lot more. I would also like for you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. Hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer and Pat, brought to you by ManaPro.
ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run. But do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own
custom labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size, flock, and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
What's that I hear? It is now time to bring on my wonderful co-host, poultry advocate, and author, the one, the only, multi-talented, who we know we love. She loves Fun Friday more than just about anything on life except for coffee and bagels. That is, Pat Foreman.
Oh, dear, dear. You're in a frisky, froggy mode. You must have gotten a good night's sleep last night after the moving and, of course, little Caleb. How are you doing today?
Doing well. It is Friday. Looking forward to the weekend, get some things done. And I didn't know this, actually, but the day we moved down here, and I just saw this posted on Jen's Facebook page, the day we moved down here and we're unloading the truck, it was 103 degrees, according to my wife. I have no reason not to believe that, but
oh,
she saw it somewhere. 103, and we were moving the house. So joy to the world. I guess I was just too busy to even pay attention. So I guess if you sweat just that much, it feels like you're in a swimming pool anyway. So maybe I didn't recognize how much I was sweating. My mind just told myself, hey, you're swimming in an oasis with lots of wonderful palm trees around and all
right.
Is well. And maybe I was just in this euphoria, either from who knows what. So it is fun, frilicky, flirtatious, fun-filled, fanny-smacking Fun Friday. How about that one, Pat?
That's pretty – no, wait. I just registered what you said. Oh, golly. I don't know what to say to that, but if you say so. I like knee slapping, I think, a little better. Just sort of a guffaw, turtle knee, slap my knee and punch my forehead. It's so funny. Oh, dear. It's going to be a good show, I can tell. We've got an hour and a half here coming up of a lot of turtles. Slapping Fun Friday, that's right.
Fanny smacking, there you go. Fanny smacking, fanny slapping, Fun Friday. It's all that. Brits and Grits really got a kick of that one in the chat room. So how about that? But, yeah, we're having a good time. Chat room is actually filling up. And
yeah. All those guests today. Whisper, look how many guests there are.
I'm telling you what, we want to invite them to just click on that. If they're in the chat room already, just click on that register button. You're not going to be tracked by any government agency than you already are. I assure you of that by registering with Blog Talk Radio.
That's right.
And you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, hey, you know, what are you going to do? So, but but yeah, and so register. You'll get your own fun and creative screen name, and then you can come on in, sit as well, have a great time, and you can be eligible to win some great prizes we have to give away today, and we do every fun Friday, and we're having a fun time. So Monday through Thursday, we have the experts in their field come on and share us their expertise about subjects with backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, gardening. And then Friday's a time to sit back, let our hair down, and just have a really, really good, fun time. And that's what we're going to try to do today. You know, Pat, they still may come in, but I didn't get any hate mail from the French from yesterday's show.
I'm so glad to hear that. I kept waiting
for that hate mail to come through, and it just never arrived. So who knows? Maybe
you apologized, sort of.
I did. Yep. You're right.
You know, you were being funny, but you know, the French are a very proud civilization.
Yes, don't have a clue what they're proud about, but hey, if they want to be proud, they can be proud. Ah, ching chang chong. So, no, we're having a good time here, and if you don't like what you hear today on the radio show, tune in tomorrow because you'll probably love it. If you love what you hear today on the radio show, tune in tomorrow because you may hate it. we are an equal opportunity anger creating. Let me see. We are equally abusive to everybody, I guess, here. But we have a good time when we do it, and it's fun. So, but today we got some prizes to give away. And in fact, I have a surprise for you as well, Pat.
Uh oh.
I have a surprise for you, and you're gonna love the surprise.
Oh, good.
Pat, say hello.
Hello.
Hello, Pat. How have you been?
Now, who's this?
My goodness.
It's been that long, Pat?
I know. It has. It
it's
really
your
has.
Long-lost secret daughter.
Oh, baby. Where have you been?
It's been a long time, Mom. You don't know who this is, do you?
I don't.
That's okay.
Okay, three secret words.
I'm going to be embarrassed. Hey, you're setting me up here, Andy. I know you're going
to be embarrassed by that. Three secret words, and you should be able to figure out who this is. One, two, three. Happy hen treats.
Okay. Very good. Well, super. So we're going to get some happy hen treats today, huh?
Yes,
that's
it is.
Right.
Peach from Randall Berkey. Peach hasn't joined us in a long time.
Peach, I love you. It has been so long, I didn't recognize your voice.
I know.
Man, talk
about
out of
sick.
Context. And you sounded so sweet and demure.
after this season, I can't hardly believe it, but hey, you know.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, good to have you back. My goodness, we missed you.
I know, and you guys, it was just so much fun to be on with you guys, and it's just been, you know, just been the season, so we have to...
Yeah, it's your busiest season, I would guess. It'll probably continue, through probably August.
We're doing a lot of, right now, there's the guineas and the ducks are real hot, so that's what we're, you know, doing a lot of orders for guineas and ducks. And, of course, we ship chickens every single week of the year, so that's
yep,
going
year round.
On. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
But right now the trending is the waterfowl and the guineas right now for some reason. So there's been a heavy focus on that, and of course getting lots of happy hen treats out there, and people are really really enjoying having something to give their birds. And
you know, Andy puts it on in cereal.
And in my salad. And in my salad,
and his grits. He loves it with grits. Happy he treats with grits. and he will share with his chickens when he's done. No, if he can't eat all the grits in Happy Hen, he'll give it to his flock.
Yeah, you don't want to confuse it with those little Chinese noodles that you put on the salad bar. You know, very similar.
I don't know, it might be healthier than those little Chinese noodles.
Pat, I have a question, Pat. Did you just say I like to sprinkle mealworms on Ritz and grits?
No, I said on grits.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to clarify
don't
that.
You eat grits?
I know it is fun, frolicky, kinky, fun, slappy Friday, but when you said I like to sprinkle mealworms and Happy Hen treats on Ritz and grits, and
There you go, putting words in my mouth.
Draw the line.
I know what you were thinking, so that was, you have to take responsibility for that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dear. See, I can understand why you've been so long coming back to the show. It's very clear now to me. I totally got it. Yeah.
Oh, no. Absolutely. This is like a fun thing for me, you know, to be able to do. So
it's a little five-minute break during the day
it
of the hectic calls and people asking you questions like, now, what's a pullet? And cholesterol. I'm not. What's a straight run mean? And so I can imagine some of the.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Peach, are you noticing? Is this chicken movement? Is it really having an effect on your sales?
Oh my gosh. Yes, it really has. And it's, you know, it's one of those things too that because of it, I think a lot of us just weren't prepared for this season, as far as. People were placing their orders for their spring chicks as early as November.
Yeah.
So
wow.
by the time the bigger numbers were hatching out, we were already behind. So
wow.
That's great news. Yeah, and I think especially people that are newer to the process aren't as they don't quite understand how it all works, and we can't. You can't get more eggs out of the chicken until they're laying them, and it's a process to get, to the peak time, and there's not these huge hatches in the beginning, so there's definitely a learning curve there, and people are, once they understand that, it's not kept in the warehouse, we don't just pull them off the shelf and put them in a box.
Right, yeah. Well, it's true. I think the learning curve straight up for so many towns and people across the U.S., but once they're getting more populated poultry in the counties and towns and cities, it'll start to level out. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. People are just really enjoying it. And again, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing that people are so passionate about it, that they're excited about. They want their chicks just as quick as they can, and they want to get started as quick as they can. And I mean, those are all really wonderful things. So.
Oh, you know what I did, Peach?
What did you do?
Well, Whisper, you're going to love this one, too.
Uh-oh.
Catherine Truitt is the executive director of the Virginia Horse Center. And she, the Virginia Horse Center is this complex where they host shows from all across the country. And they had the dog agility nationals there, and they're getting into. She would like to get into poultry, and I'd love for her to host a national poultry show if we could get the laws straightened out. So I've been bugging her. She has a farm. I've been bugging her for a long time to get some chickens. And she said, "No, we might be moving. We this, we that." So I said, "Well, listen, in your greenhouse, I'll give you a hen with some day-old baby chicks, and you can watch them grow. And then when they get big, I'll take them back. How about that?" And I think her husband would be like that. So I gave her a beautiful hen with four of the just most adorable different little chicks, and she is absolutely smitten by them. She's telling everyone how great they are. I mean, I'm not getting these chicks back, I can tell right now. But if we could do more to get, she's a real mover and shaker, so if we could get more to get chickens, but one way to really hook people is to just give them a mama hen with baby chicks and then watch that hen take care of them. It's, talk about a mood shifter.
Oh, Yeah, and there was something too on one of the Sunday morning news shows that comes on. There was a really neat story. This guy was in a Manhattan high rise, and he had his little plexiglass little chicken coop and his hens in there. It was just really neat, and I thought, you can have chickens anywhere in the world. It's really neat.
Yeah. And when you think about it, I hadn't thought of a plexiglass chicken coop because it keeps the dust contained, but they don't need that much room, and they're not a small number. It's not that hard to keep clean. That sure would be better than a factory farm I can see where. I'd like to have a picture of that. Where'd you read about that?
Oh, it was on one of the morning news programs. It was like, I believe, two Sundays ago, and it's just a little episode about all the creative things that people are doing, when they're raising their chickens, and a lot of these people have their rooftop terrace gardens.
And
kind of incorporate that into their,
What news station do you listen to, Peach?
I want to say it was CBS. I do. I want to say it was that morning show that they do on Sundays.
PBS?
CBS, I think. CBS Morning. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'll help research it for you, too.
Yeah, I'd like to follow that up. Because
I think I have all of about 10 channels at my house, so.
Well, I
and
have
half
one.
Of them are Spanish, so I don't understand those.
I actually have two, the Chicken Whisper Talk Show and the NPO.
Yes, and you never know what you're going to hear on the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisper radio show, that's for sure.
The reunion special, I love it.
Oh, man,
yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, Peach, we're going to start off today's Fun Friday with the first bad chicken joke of the day. I'm sure Pat will have a few more before the day's out. But,
you want me to come up with it? Or do you have
no,
a joke
I've got it right here. I've got it right here.
You got it? Okay.
Peach can answer this. Peach, what do you get when you cross a chicken with a guitar?
I love this.
I can hardly wait.
What do you get when you cross a chicken with a guitar? Well, you get a chicken that makes music when you pluck it.
Wow, yeah, that is a bad one.
See, it makes music when you pluck it. So, you have to be careful when you say that, especially with Bell's palsy.
Gosh.
So today...
There's another version of that one, though, Whisper. It's something about that... what was it? It makes music. And never mind. But there's another version of it that has something to do with. I'll find it out.
A lot of our regular listeners have heard this one too. Peach, what do you get when you cross a chicken with a dog?
Gosh,
this one I've used in public.
Yes, right.
I've only seen it a couple of times.
Okay. You have a hen that lays poached eggs.
Oh.
Yeah, sad.
That's excellent.
Sad. Yeah. So you can go share those. You can go share those with Robert. Go make Robert's day and share it with.
Oh yeah.
Robert. All right. Well, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be giving away some happy hen treats there from Randall Berkey. So later today, I'll be sending you the email with the big winners' names and addresses and all that stuff. So we'll give away a small bag of the mealworm frenzy that does add a little crunch to your salads, and then some sunflower sensation, which is always good when you're watching baseball. So
taking the ballpark with you.
Yep. Oh my goodness. For chickens only, people. For chickens only. So we'll be giving those away thanks to our good friends over at randallberkey.com. And I'm sure we still have the coupon code set up. And you're 10% off. 10% off your entire order there at randallberkey.com when you use the coupon code WHISPER. So, Peach, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a hoot. And we surprised Pat. And we surprised
That's
Pat.
That's right. Yeah. Mission accomplished. Love it.
Thank you. That's so good. Well, come be regular. Yeah.
I need to get back on my program here because I do miss it. It's my fun little thing I get to do. So.
Absolutely. Well, thanks. We hope you have a wonderful weekend, and maybe we'll talk to you next Friday. We can try to surprise Pat again.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, guys, and y'all have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
Wonderful life. Stop.
Oh yeah. Wonderful weekend. It's coming up.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll talk soon.
Take care. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Super.
There you go, Pat. Surprise!
That was
surprise,
a breath of fresh air.
Yes. Got this talk with Peach at Random Murky. So, don't think I have any chickens in the news today. I did get an email from our good friends up at My Amish Goods, myamishgoods.com, and they have some really good specials right now on some in-stock chicken coops. So you want to go visit them, you might. And I think if you mention the coupon code Whisper, or if you just mention the Chicken Whisper, you'll get a free upgrade. They have a whole bunch of upgrades that you can choose from that can be added to your coop of choice. And so if you mention Chicken Whisper or the coupon code Whisper, either way, you'll get a free upgrade. And they already have some good deals on some in-stock chicken coops that are ready to put on the truck and ready to ship to your front door anywhere in the country. So myamishgoods.com, visit our friends over there. And take advantage of not only the sale, but the free upgrade you'll get if you mention you heard about them on this radio show. But do you have any chickens in the news segment stories, Pat?
Do I have any chickens in the news? Well, let's
no,
see.
Wait, Pat. No. Chicken in the news, not chickens in the nude. Yeah.
Didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say that.
Not chickens in the nude, but chickens in the news.
Oh, Whisper, you are frisky today. Well, let's see, I can say that our local Humane Society will be having a yard sale tomorrow in Lexington, Virginia. Anyone wants to stop by, they always have a lot of good stuff. I'm going to go over, as soon as the show's over, I'm going to go over and help them put stuff out and tag it and just kind of see how I can be helpful to them. So that's coming up. And other chickens in the news... well, guess what I got. Guess what I got, Whisper. You got to guess what I got.
Was it a gift? Did you buy it? Did it come in the
mail?
I bought it.
It's an early Christmas present to myself.
I know what it is. It is a brand new, top-of-the-line, Mac Daddy Troy-built tiller.
You know, it's interesting because I've got a patch that's about 20 by 30 that is so overgrown right now, and I could weed whack it down. But I was thinking about seeing if anybody could borrow for this one time to get it sort of under control and mulched. I think I might have enough hay to just mulch it and keep it down or put some cardboard down and then mulch it. But it would be awfully nice to have it tilled and then put mulch on top of it. So, no, that's not it.
Wait. Sarah Paulett, our good friend, she happened to be my pet sitter. She just put in the chat room, since you said that you just bought yourself an awesome gift, I believe that she posted in the chat room that it's Christmas in June.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. Some little gift hidden somewhere in the day that you don't expect. So, yeah. Well, what I'm sitting here in my hot little hand is a brand new Nikon Coolpix P300.
A what? I don't even know what that is.
That is the best little digital camera, according to all the reviews and a fellow from our camera club, because I found what I did is I've got a pretty nice, it's not a super nice, but it's an okay camera, but it's a little bit bigger than I want to just put in my pocket or purse or backpack or whatever I'm going. So this is one that it's small enough I can take with me and not miss some of these great shots, and yet really sophisticated enough with a lens that is sharp enough that I can take pictures that'll be book quality, at least for the interior, not a cover, but for the interior. So I am so thrilled with this little thing, and it takes great close-up pictures. So all those little pictures of chicks' expressions and eggs hatching out and all that sort of stuff, I can get them now. I'm so excited.
That's nice. And then you can post them on your Facebook page and post them on the Chicken Whisperer page, and then we can see all of the great pictures that you take.
Yeah, except I don't do much with Facebook, do I? Yeah.
Be careful, though.
Absolutely.
Be careful the pictures that you take, because you know our friend Jesse at Midbird. He has a tendency to find those rare pictures out there in internet land and post them. So
nothing's sacred with Jesse. So I don't think whether I posted anything or not would make much difference. It's the other people's pictures. He's so good with other people.
Some people in the chat room got this. Some did not. Depending on if they were listening that day, somebody asked when I played that long Christmas Chicken song, if I had to go and take a bathroom break, and I said, well, yes, I did. I had to go water the tomatoes, and many of you remember that we had posted an article on our Facebook page, and it was a part of our Chickens in the News. It was a news article where they had developed and come up with a study, and the study showed that truly, urinating on your tomatoes would make them grow twice as big. And in fact, Arlena, the garden lady that we have on twice a month here, it was during her show when we actually posted that. And she did not endorse that. No, she didn't. But yes, it was a study done in the UK, and that's where urinating on your tomatoes will help them grow twice as big. And so ever since then, it's kind of been a joke around here, if we have a long break or something, that I am out watering the tomatoes. So.
Yeah, Walter says that's why your neighbors are laughing.
No, the neighbors weren't laughing. The neighbors were actually out there as well.
Right. Nothing like living in the country now, is there?
You got that right. That's funny. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, they were out there as well. We just were watering our tomatoes, and I waved over. Hey, how you doing, neighbor? Got a good crop over there, it looks like.
Oh, jeez. Oh, dear.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So let's give away some prizes, Pat.
All righty.
Okay, let me get over here to the switchboard, and I think what we're going to do, just like we always do, is instead of just going to break right now, I'll tell you what prize we're going to give away and from our great sponsor, and we'll play the corresponding commercial for that. So the first couple of prizes we're going to give away, since Peach was so gracious to come and visit us today and surprise you, is that we're going to give away some Happy Hen Treats from Randall Berkey. We've got the Sunflower Sensation and the Mealworm Frenzy, so our first two questions will include those.
Hi. Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
Alrighty, there we go, randallberkey.com, 10% off when you use the coupon code WHISPER. And like I said, we're going to start off with some Happy Hen Treats. So I'm going to pick the first caller. Pat, you'll have the first question, our joke, our riddle, or whatever you've got there in front of you. And so we're going to do, we'll start low and work our way up. Caller number four at 347-637-3237. Write that number down on a sticky note. Put it on your computer because it never changes. 347-637-3237. And then if you're the right caller, again, we'll take, what did I say, caller number four?
You said four. That's right.
Okay. Call number four. When you call in, you'll be the right caller. If you have the right answer to the question, the joke, or the riddle, then you're going to win. And then you need to send me an email. If I don't get an email from you, you're not going to get the prize. It's that simple. If you don't remember what you won, don't say I don't remember. Can you tell me? Because I'm not. If you don't remember, I'm not going to remember. So very simple. And you'll just need to send me an email to chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. That's chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. I'll need your name. I'll need your phone number. I'll need your shipping address. And, of course, in the subject line, put the prize you won. So if you win this prize, in the subject line, put Happy Hen Treats. And then in the email, name, shipping address, and phone number. Call number 4-347-637-3237 for some Happy Hen Treats. And, Pat, take it away.
Okay. Well, the first question is kind of a serious question. I'm going to start out that way. But, yeah, but when Arlene Schott was on the show this week, she had a tip and suggestion that I thought was absolutely brilliant, and I'm using it. I thought it was that really handy when gardening, to know when to plant what and when and if you have time or what. So her question was, the question was, she gave a suggestion to first know what your last frost date is. You know your last frost date, and then number your calendar counting down to that date. Know your last frost date and number your calendar, or a calendar, counting down to that date. Why did she make that suggestion? Why did she make that suggestion? And it would be awfully nice when you, whoever calls in, if they actually knew their last frost date, or the average last frost date. So there, that's the question. I thought it was so good, it would be good to have a reminder on it.
Interesting. I was moving that day, so I wasn't listening to the show.
That's so, right, you were moving.
I'm just going to guess.
You can kind of guess it.
I'm going to guess. So you need to know when the last frost date is on the calendar, so you'll know when it's safe to pee on your tomatoes so it doesn't freeze.
No, it never came up during the entire show.
Oh, man.
With Arlena. That's not
just
it.
Never know. Okay, that wasn't it. So I have lost. So since I got the, since I got the wrong answer.
La 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 la.
Yes.
Oh dear.
Mad whisperer.
Bad.
Some people know this.
Yeah, FMA farmer said, so you can make snowballs out of your yellow tomatoes. That's very clever. Very, very clever.
It is now time. We've got caller number four. We hope they know the answer, so let's go live to the switchboard. Calling in from area code 860. 860, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, Andy and Pat. This is Walter from Connecticut.
Walter. Connecticut. Hey, is it snowing up there?
Yeah, we got a couple inches this morning.
Oh, God.
No, we just got some nice beneficial rain.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and I got chicks a-hatching, chicks in the incubator, and very busy.
Very busy.
Excellent.
You still got that flat? Did you still got the plow on my blazer? Or did you take
the plow? Yeah, that's still waiting for you. The keys are in there, waiting for you to come up. I mean, it's always in there.
maybe if I get up that way this fall, I actually had a good conversation with my good friends and sponsors over at ManaPro, and we're working out something. I'm not sure if I can talk them into sending me up to Atlantic City this fall. For the Bradley Caldwell event, we went to the one in Hershey, and it was awesome. And they've got a huge one this fall up in Atlantic City. So if I can talk them into sending me up there for that big event, then maybe Jen and Caleb and I can stop by and say howdy. How far are you away from Atlantic City?
A couple hours.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Well, not too bad,
not bad at all.
No, and then, of course, you know, Jen will have to drive the RSUV back because, you know, I'll have to drive the Blazer back. So, but I'm willing to take that chance. So, but that's I think it'll be well worth it. Okay, Pat, repeat the question, Pat.
Okay, Walter, I know you're going to know the answer to this, so I know you're the winner. Arlena Schott of Gardenwise Living gave a suggestion to know your last, actually the first frost date and the last frost date, and then number your calendar according to when the fall frost date comes, you can number it backwards. Why did you suggest doing that?
Well, that's so you know when you can plant and how you can get the most production out of it before they die for the season.
Right, that's exactly right. And not only that, but not, if you should plant seeds, if you've got bunches of time to do that, or if you should buy seedlings and give yourself a little boost.
Right.
You know, for example, watermelons. Right now, it's a little late to be doing watermelons, but if you got the seedling, you're in good shape. Exactly right.
Yep.
Yeah, baby cakes, you got it.
I can't disappoint you guys.
You never would, Walter.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
Very cool. Thanks, Walter. All righty. Congratulations to Walter.
Yeah, I love the way he says, thanks, guys. I really like that. Anyway, thanks, guys.
Take the show, Pat. Hang on a minute, Pat. Take over for a sec.
Okay. I'm hanging. I'm hanging on here for a sec. Yeah, but that, I found that so cool. If you know your first frost date, for sort of usually it's a range, but and sometimes it's a month range. But you can start seedlings inside and then know when to start them before you can actually put them in the ground. You back?
Yeah. I'm back. Yeah, I just wanted to peek out the window. I heard something, and I think my neighbor's trying to start his lawnmower, and I didn't know what it was. So, but down here they got. Chevy 350s on their lawnmower, so it sounded, you know, I just wanted to make sure what it was. It's quite loud, and I just didn't know what it was.
You're not one of those nosy neighbors, are you?
I wanted to make sure nobody was infiltrating my perimeter.
You're going to shoot him in the kneecaps, huh?
down here they got Chevy 350s on their lawnmowers, let me tell you. So good. Congratulations to Walter, and we've got some more happy hen treats to give away. And let me get over here
to one. The female.
That's right.
One to nine.
Excellent. So I completely forgot about that. It's good. So it's one to six. So you're gonna keep
keep a track. Yeah, we just slammed you guys last time. It was the women took it all pretty much. But you know, they'll get more guys, and you have to recruit more men to be in the poultry show.
Oh my goodness gracious! I'm not even going to say this joke on the air.
Is that good or that bad?
I'm not it's sure. That bad. Yeah.
This is a tasteful show.
Since we're an equal opportunity. What's the word I'm looking for? Hang on. Equal opportunity. There's a word. Okay, here we go. I just found this in some reason. What is the difference between President Hoover and President Clinton?
Oh, this is a terrible joke.
You've heard it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. One promised a chicken in every pot, and the other was an unpromising chicken who smoked pot. Yeah, it's a sad one. It's a sad one. Okay, let me get to the real question. I just saw that and wanted to share it with you. Okay, here we go. And we've got some good ones here. In fact, I've got some really humdingers today, let me tell you, for our chicken trivia. This is for some happy hen treats for our good friend, Randall Murky. All righty, here's a good one. What color eggs do Houdans lay? The breed, the chicken breed, Houdan. What color eggs do Houdans lay? That's what we're looking for some happy hen treats. What color, Pat? What color number?
Let's go with color number 13.
All righty, lucky number 13, 347-637-3237. What color eggs do Houdans lay? That's what we're looking for. And, you know, you don't have that many choices. So you've got maybe a 25% chance, 33% chance to win this prize, some happy hen treats. So that's the first question. Caller number 13, 347-637-3237. Let me get over here in the chat room. Hey, why don't we have Nick call and give us an update on what's going on? Hidden Acre Quail is going through a little tough time here with his animal, and I've caught a little bit of that in the chat room with being on the switchboard and everything else. But so let's FMA Farms. Who's Dan? Love it.
Who is a Dan anyway? And what kind of name does he like? What a guy.
It. That's great. That's a cute one. That's a cute one. Maybe Nick can call in and tell us kind of what the situation is with his and what we can do to help, because we got, you know, hundreds of listeners of the show that aren't in the chat room because of it won't open. They're at work. It's blocked at work. All the people that listen via archive, and we thank you for doing that through iTunes, Zoom.com, Podcast.com, BlogTalkRadio.com, and all of those. So maybe after this, if we can call in and tell us kind of what's going on and give us the details and who to contact, then we can do that. Maybe Pat, we can even contact them and get them on the radio show and call them on this. So that'll be cool. So what color eggs? I'm laughing. Do who
like
Dan? Who's Dan? Who's Dan? Who's this Dan fella? Who's this Dan fella? And what color eggs does he lay?
He must be a genetic oddity. Very special one. I put him on Bitbird and he could bring thousands of dollars for who Dan.
Nobody, not many people know this. Not many people. So it's taken a minute to get up to caller number 13. Hey,
have you ever had a who Dan?
I have not.
Haven't.
I have not. No, I have not. Happy Hintrich. All righty, here we go. Caller calling in from area code 978. 978. Familiar, but did they just hang up?
Oh.
Oh, there they are.
That's me. Bud, Massachusetts. Bard Rock.
Like Bard Rock.
Hey, Bard. All right.
Robert, all righty. What color eggs do Houdans lay?
White.
White, that is correct. That's the answer that I have in front of me, so absolutely. So, oh, my goodness, I got 12% of my battery left on my laptop. I got to go find my plug. So congratulations. Just send me over Happy Hen Treats in the subject line, and then we'll go down the list and name, shipping address, and phone number. We'll get that over to our good friend Peach at RandallBurkey.com, and we'll get that out to you. So let me see what we got here. You go to a switchboard. Is Nick still in the chat room?
Well, there are three callers in. I don't know what his area code number is. Do you?
It doesn't look like he's, Hidden Acre.
In Ohio.
Yeah, he has already flown the coop, so I do not see where he is in. So maybe, and of course, he works the night owl shift a lot, so he may have joined us to let us know what was going on and then hit the sack since he's got to go back to work tonight, possibly. I think he's a respiratory therapist and works midnight shift at the local hospital there. So, okay, well, maybe we'll just have him...
Well, hurry up and find your plug so you stay connected here.
Yeah, I got to do that. Thanks for reminding
me. We got to keep you connected.
Okay, so you go ahead and actually, nope, time out just a second. Let me go ahead, and our next prize is going to be from our good friends at McMurray Hatchery, McMurrayHatchery.com, our good friends, famous for their McMurray Hatchery catalog.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
Alrighty, our good friends over at McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery, and they've got some really nice, in fact, I posted a link to this on our Facebook page earlier today, some really nice note cards. some very nice note cards. In fact, I'm going to go down there. There they are, McMurray Hatchery, The Apprentice, signed print, if you want that. But we're talking about the note cards, which have that picture on it. So if you're a Facebook fan, then you can go to our Facebook page and click on that, and you can see the note cards that you're going to get with that picture on it. And it's fabulous. It's got Dad, and it looks like his son and his daughter there, and they are feeding some chicks out by the chicken coop, and it is a beautiful print, and you're going to get the note cards with that. So, you know, Pat, note cards mean so much more, I think, now today than they have in the past, because we've become so electronic, sending texts on BlackBerry and emails and Facebook posts and things. So I think when people actually take the time to sit down and
and write something, it's almost an obsolete, unique thing to get a handwritten thank you note in the mail.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's,
I don't think it's obsolete. I think it's in such good taste.
Yeah, I do. I really like it. It means so much, I think, today than others. So I'll pick the caller. We're going to take caller number lucky number seven, if you know the answer to the question Pat's about to ask, and then I'm going to go get my charger. So I'll be right back.
Can you find it in all those boxes?
Maybe.
Might be at the bottom of some.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, the question today is, and this is, I don't know why, I just kind of thought it was an interesting question. What is the definition of henpecked? What is the definition of henpecked? It's an adjective, and just what does it mean if you say someone is henpecked or someone is henpecked? What's the definition of henpecked? We expect some interesting answers to this one. Okay, so that's 347-637-3237. Just call in if you know what the definition is, or if you've ever felt like that you've been henpecked. We can tell us what that is. And I got to tell you, I've got some. I don't think there's anything more henpecky than a broody hen. She becomes like an army of one, and I've got a broody hen that's sitting. She's sitting on some eggs. They're due to hatch out. Monday or Tuesday, it's coming up fast. But when she takes her break, even the rooster steps aside. I mean, no one gets in this hen's way. It's pretty remarkable force, tour de force is what she displays. So what does it mean if you're being henpecked? And, of course, it's a slang word as well, sometimes a slang word. And, boy, the other thing I really noticed for the first time, this particular hen, I did get pecked, and it left a little mark, a little bruise. She was really serious about my leaving her little. This was another hen. She has little chicks, so she was defending her chicks from me, even though before she had the chicks, she trusted me pretty much. But what is the definition of hen peck? Oh, FMA Farms says you can show the definition of hen scratched by just lifting up his forearm. That's like we're getting connected. I found one of the things too, Walter. That's a good comment, because don't forget to give your chickens pedicures if they need them. Because I've got one chicken; she's trained to sit on my. I've got a couple chickens; they'll just sit on my arm, and if they don't have their toes clipped, it can really cut in. And then, of course, the roosters. If you find that your hens are getting bare backs or getting scratched and slashed on the backs, you probably need to trim both their toenails as well as those little sharp talons that they've got coming back.
Wasn't there a real popular movie called Bareback Mountain?
I think there might have been. Do you think a rooster slashed it up?
I don't know. It was a real popular movie maybe about a year or two ago. About a couple of cowboys called Bareback Mountain, I think it was called. So now that you mentioned that. Hey, I got power again, Pat.
Well, good. Well, it's always good to have your power. You know, personal power is a really good thing. So you keep connected. One of the comments is in the chat room is a henpeck, what happens when her spouse or husband tried to pick up a Colombian Wyandotte. They can be pretty formidable. Those beaks become lethal weapons almost. Yeah. I'm sure you've never been henpecked, Whisper. You've been, you're such a docile, suave, diplomatic fella. that I'm sure no one would ever handpick you.
Ooh, I'm glad I got my boots on. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay. Let's get over here. Caller lucky number 7 calling in from area code. Oh, yeah, 515. 515, you're on the air with Andy and Pat. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, this is Carlin Mann calling in from Iowa.
Hey, Carlin, you've been real lucky lately. Hey,
Carla,
was it your birthday last week?
It was my little sister's, Reagan.
Little sister's birthday. Okay, because I had put on, I think it was your mom's Facebook page, I put a little chicken dance happy birthday song. And so hopefully she got that. It was a three chicken singing birthday to you. So very, very cool. All righty. Hey, don't y'all have like a cupcake store?
Hello?
Y'all have a cupcake store? Maybe that's somebody else I'm thinking about.
I don't think that I do.
Okay. But do y'all like to make cupcakes? Because maybe I've seen pictures of y'all making cupcakes all the time. Or maybe I'm thinking about somebody else. Who knows? I got so many friends on Facebook. Okay, hey, no problem. But anytime you want to make me some cupcakes, feel free. All right. Pat, repeat the question, please.
Okay, well, the question is what is the definition of henpecked? What's the definition of henpecked, Carla?
Actually, I think that I was calling in for a different question. I don't remember hearing this question on the internet.
It's kind of a slang term, so if you can go ahead and take a stab at it, and I would guess you'll probably come up with it. It's a common term, and it has kind of a social meaning. But
want to take a guess?
Well, yeah, just go ahead and take a stab at it. You're already on the air. Have you ever heard of someone being henpecked?
What does that mean?
Quick Google it.
No, that's fine. Keep calling in. I'm sure we'll have a question sometime today that you might know the answer to more than anybody else out there in radio land. So thank you very much for calling. Thanks for being a regular listener of the show. That just means we're going to go to the next caller here from area code 229. Area code 229. State your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
Hi, my name is Kevin. I'm calling from Bakersfield, California.
Hey, Kevin. Haven't talked to you in a long time. How you been?
I've been doing pretty good. Yep, we're just eagerly waiting our new check.
Good.
Who I am sure are going to go out to henpeck us. Well, I think in the non-chicken world, henpecking means when you have a wife that is always telling the husband what to do, just always on him, always being a little pest, always nagging him. But if you have a lot of chickens, it's just a chicken that thinks she's the boss of the house.
That's it. That will do quite nicely, Kevin. Well done. Yeah, for people, it kind of means being nagged in this kind of incessant way, in a negative way. But of course, if you're really a hen and you're pecking either some of the other flocks or even a person or a dog or whatever, you just better get out of the way because she's gonna nail you. So there you go. Well done. Well done, Kevin.
Yes, well done. All righty. And so just put in the headline, you can put McMurray Hatchery, you can put note cards, that'll be fine. And again, you know the drill, name, address, and phone number. And I'm actually pulling up, I'm trying to see if I can get a picture of the of our next prize. Hang on just a second. See if I can get
this. There's a comment while you're doing that whisper. It says, actually, it's the chicken mafia. They hire the turkeys to use as their muscle. Oh, dear. Yeah, and of course, that's also Terry Nick says, men can be hen peckers, too. It's that nagging thing, that kind of just nagging, nagging, nagging. Yeah.
Nagging?
just peck, 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 peck. Not giving it up. Kind of the bulldog pecking effect.
Okay, I'm going to put a link to this. It may not be the exact, I'm going to put this in the chat room. It may not be the exact hat, because the hat I have down is the rooster hat, but they may actually be referring to this hat. Let me go ahead and post it. There we go. So it may not be that exact hat, but it's going to be something similar to that. I didn't find a picture real quick based on time from our good friends over at Hobby Hill Farm.
If you're looking for a unique gift idea for that dog, cat, horse, or chicken lover, then look no further than HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a wide selection of gifts for both the home and farm. My favorite is the chicken noodle soup with noodles shaped like chickens. I'm sure you'll find everything you're looking for at HobbyHillFarm.com. That's HobbyHillFarm.com.
All righty, so yeah, you can click that and take a look at that custom embroidered hat, and it would be something like that. I've got rooster hat, but that may be so you can get an idea of what you're playing for from our good friends over at Hobby Hill Farm. And you can follow them on Facebook as well. Just go to Facebook.com and search for Hobby Hill Farm. Ladies, I guarantee you 100% without a doubt in any being or in my body, you will love the things they have at Hobby Hill Farm. I get so many great compliments from folks loving their store. So, okay, I guess it's my time. So, Pat, you pick the caller number, and I'll come over here and try to find a good, good question. Pat?
Yeah, I'm here. Let's go with a nice, even, perfect 10. Caller number 10.
A perfect 10?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I better find a really, really, really good one then here. Going through my list here.
Well, you have a list. That's good to know.
I do have a list. I have a list. And so, here we go. Moderns, which is a type of chicken, moderns originated from where? Or we can rephrase that. Where did moderns originate from? That's what we're looking for. Lucky number 10 is going to win that awesome custom hat from HobbyHillFarm.com. Caller number 10. Where did moderns originate from? Or moderns originated from where? Where? So that's what we're looking for today. Right now, caller number 10, 347-637-3237, 347-637-3237. So cool.
Interesting question. Where did moderns, meaning modern chickens, originate from? Huh. I know where teriyaki chicken came from. But moderns.
Okay. Moderns. Where did teriyaki chicken come from?
Teriyaki. Everyone knows that. You've been to teriyaki.
Where is that? I've never been there.
No, I haven't either. I haven't been to teriyaki. I do use their sauce quite a bit, but I haven't been to teriyaki.
Isn't it high in sodium? I like teriyaki, but it's awful high in sodium, isn't it?
Yeah, you can get low sodium teriyaki sauce, as I understand. Hey, I've got a definition for you while we're waiting here, Whisper. This is from that list that someone sent me over the internet. You're gonna love this one. What does the Doppler effect mean? If someone says you have the Doppler effect, what does that mean?
Would that be now not the Doppler effect?
No, this is Doppler. D-O-P-E-L-E-R. Doppler effect.
I have no idea. I'm afraid to ask, but I have no idea.
It's the tendency, the Doppler effect, is the tendency of stupid ideas to seem smarter when they come at you rapidly. So all these dumb ideas are coming at you really fast, and they seem smarter than when you have time to think about them. Oh, dear. I'm afraid that I really like that one. I don't know. Or when you have a lot of coffee, the Doppler effect comes into effect. You just shoot out all these really stupid ideas, but you think they're smart at the time because you're high on caffeine.
High on caffeine. Well. High on caffeine. Well, you know all about that, Pat.
No, just once a week. That's it. Half a cup of coffee once a week. That's my limit. Heaven forbid I do more. I do really dumb things faster. I had coffee every day. Oh, gosh. I'd probably get fired. I'd probably fire myself. So,
I got a chickens in the news here real quick. And regarding the Parenting Award of the Year, Parenting Award of the Year comes to us from dailyrft.com. Came written by Chad Garrison.
Mm-hmm.
Parents charged in ferret attack. Weasel had bitten before chewing off baby's fingers. Can you believe that?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
The Missouri parents, whose four-month-old son had its fingers chewed off by a pet ferret earlier this year, have been charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Ryan Waldo, 33, and his wife, Carrie Waldo, 25, initially told police that they were sleeping at home in the wee hours of January 10th when the ferret ate off seven fingers of their baby.
Oh, my.
But where were the Waldos really? Cell phone records uncovered by the prosecution suggest the couple was away from their Grain Valley home during the bloodbath, texting from various locations while the ferret made a meal of their baby. As Daily RFT reported the day after the tragedy, police were called to the couple's home last summer to investigate a complaint that the parents had left their kids unattended. The couple also reportedly told police that the ferret had never attacked before. That's not true, according to the prosecutors, who say the couple had told others that they wanted to get rid of the ferret for previously biting their baby. Ferrets have been known to attack infants before, perhaps confusing the babies with suckling rabbits. Reports range from ferrets eating the nose and ears of infants to actually killing a child. In the end of this tragic story, it was the Waldo's ferret that was killed, with Ryan Waldo reportedly hurling the animal against the dishwasher. The Waldo's two children, the baby and sibling, have since been removed from the parents' custody. So you know, why did they blame the ferret? What the ferret, wild animal, why does it deserve, number one, to be thrown against the dishwasher and killed like that when it wasn't the ferret's fault? It was the parents' fault. Some may say maybe the parents should be thrown up against the dishwasher a few times. But I put that on my Facebook page, too, since they get the Parenting of the Year Award.
So how did that happen, though, Whisper? You said a parrot, not a parrot, but a parrot.
Yeah, ferret with an F, as in Frank.
Well, ferret with an F, and mm-hmm. then it got in the crib or something and then just started chewing, or?
I guess. It didn't go into a lot of detail, but, man.
Good golly. Well, you know, I had a ferret. It was a weasel, but they're so close to ferrets. But took out all but one of my flock one night. It was just a bloodbath. So
Yep. That's
scary.
Yeah. FMA Farm says they couldn't hear the baby scream. Apparently, in the story, they don't even think the parents were there when it happened. They don't even think they were They weren't even there.
Yes, Woodcutter says, "Okay, scratch ferret from the baby gift list." You know.
Yeah, we don't have. I don't like ferrets. Never have liked ferrets. Don't have any need for a ferret. I know some friends that have them, and they just don't appeal to me in any way. Because I don't like ferrets doesn't mean I don't think you should have one. There's too many people like that about chickens. Ooh, I don't like chickens. I had to clean out the chicken cage when I was 9 years old, and I hate them, so you shouldn't have them either. I'm voting against it. So if you want a ferret, go right ahead, have a ferret. I'm not going to say that you can't have one because I'm not a fan of them, but one of them things.
Hmm.
One of them things. Let's
well,
go to the switchboard.
I think they're kind of cute. They've got an odd smell to them, but I always thought they were kind of cuddly. They kind of, you know, be curious and then cuddle up, apparently they'll attack and chew things.
I don't know if I'm going to cuddle up and cuddle with something that's got an odd smell, Pat.
Well, I think there's some way you can de-smell them or something, but I've never had one myself. That's probably the one sort of pet that I didn't manage to bring into the house.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines.
Yeah.
All righty, caller calling in from area code 2. 253-253. You're on the air with Ian and Pat. State your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
I'm calling from Bellevue, Washington. My name is Jill.
Hey, Jill, thank you very much for listening today and calling in for your chance to win this awesome prize from Hobby Hill Farm. Okay, moderns, where did they originate from, my friend?
19th century England.
Yes, absolutely. Great Britain, England, you're exactly right, and we appreciate that. You're correct, and you've won that awesome custom embroidered hat from our good friends over at Hobby Hill Farm. So all you need to do, very simple, send me an email, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, and in the comment form or the email title, just put Hobby Hill Farm hat if you want to, and then I need a name and your shipping address and a phone number in case we have shipping issues, but mainly your name and your shipping address so I can get that over to our good friends at HobbyHillFarm.com and get you that hat shipped out as soon as possible. So congratulations there out in Washington. Very cool. And as you can hear, folks, if you're a first-time listener, we have listeners all over the world, and we actually shipped out cards to Europe and Japan. We shipped some of our awesome collector cards to Japan. Oh, and I have an update regarding that, because you remember yesterday we talked about the misprint. So now I do have the number. I have the correct number. Do you want to know how rare is? There were, according to our records, 122 decks that were shipped with this misprint. So, out of the first series of Chicken Whisperer collector cards, which we have received fabulous, fabulous reviews on, better than expected, nicer than expected, top quality, wonderful case, awesome comments. 122 people out there, and they may have ordered two or three decks, but 122 people now have, or 122, now maybe less, because, well, I guess, yeah, maybe less, because some people order two decks or three decks. I think we had one young lady that ordered 10 decks. So there are 122 decks that have this misprint card. We are getting the new cards printed as soon as they were here. Everybody who's ordered a deck will get the new cards for however many decks they ordered. If you order three decks, you're going to get three cards in the mail. The new printed ones, but you'll have that collector's item of the misprint, which as we go on to series number two, series number three, series number four, and so on, then they may become of value or something you can brag about. Hey, I've got one of the 122 misprint cards. And you know what? I've got one too here, and I'm putting it on eBay, starting bid $150. Do I hear 200?
We'll couple that with the chocolate bantam chicken Buff Orpington, and you'll get thousands.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, hey, what's the bid up to on Bidbird for the chocolate bantam chickens? I was going to check that before the show started.
No idea. Why don't you check that, Pat, and I'll go over here and cover the next prize here. Wonderful prize from our good friends over at Critter-Cages.com. Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com. All righty. Well, I have everybody's attention here. Let me just kind of cover next week. let's see. We've got coming up. First off, hope y'all have a wonderful, wonderful weekend with family and friends. I truly do. Wonderful weekend with family and friends this weekend. We will return, Pat and I, back Monday right here on Blog Talk Radio, and we'll get bound to some more serious business. Again, Fun Friday is a time to sit back, let our hair out, have a little fun, and give away some prizes, and just kind of hang out. Yes, it will be my first Father's Day this weekend, so I'm really looking forward.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, exactly. So I'm really looking forward to getting my gift from Caleb, which apparently through the grapevine is a beautiful four-wheel drive, dually green John Deere tractor with an air-conditioned cab. Now, that's the mom of a Father's Day gift. Yes, a four-wheel drive, dually John Deere tractor with an air-conditioned cab. Now, that right there, my friends, is an awesome Father's Day gift. So don't hold your breath, Andy. Don't hold your breath. But so we do hope you have a wonderful and fabulous Father's Day with family and friends. But Pat and I will return this coming Monday. Pat, tell us who our guest is Monday.
Yes, Monday is Emily. Lily. Emily Lily. She's a poultry geneticist. She's got a PhD, works at the Virginia Military Institute, and she'll be talking to us just about poultry genetics. She knows a tremendous amount about the history of them, about how poultry evolved with the genetics, like from wings to feathered feet and how they were connected to dinosaurs. And she'll be talking also about the Poultry Genome Project and how comb genetics. So if anyone has any questions about poultry genetics or breeding with genetics, and just call in and ask Emily. I met her partly through the Java Recovery Project. She had some Javas that she'd gotten, and the rare Auburn Javas, and that would moved into town and couldn't keep them. So I'm now a Java rescue unit here for displaced chickens. It's the DC mode. So that's how I met Emily, and she's just a wonderfully articulate and knowledgeable gal. So that's what's
fabulous.
Coming up Monday. I'm really looking forward to it.
That's great. And then so let me tell you this lineup this next week. Then Tuesday, being the third Tuesday of the month, guess what? It's another great episode of Tiny Revolution with my good friend Andrew Odom. Him and his wife have gone down that path of living a minimalist lifestyle. Their house is something like 12 feet by 30 feet, and we're going to talk about all of the good and the bad and the ugly and the challenges over the last 30 days with his quest to live a minimalist lifestyle. It's a great show. It's one of our becoming more and more popular. Wednesday, it looks like we're going to have Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. Peter Brown will be here. Awesome show. We'll be taking your calls if you want to ask any kind of – you got chickens with issues. We'll have Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor, founder of First State Vet Supply. Thursday, Richard Frudenberger. Oh, our good friend Richard Frudenberger from Back Home Magazine. And I love this topic, Pat. This Thursday,
yeah,
you're not going to miss it. I love this topic. If memory serves, it's going to be homemade – all natural, was it bug repellents?
Insect repellents.
Awesome.
How to make your own natural insect repellent without having to worry about some of the effects of pesticides or pest repellents. So that ought to be a really good one.
That is the bomb. So that's this Thursday with our good friend Richard Frudenberger with Back Home Magazine, homemade insect repellents. Where are you going to get this awesome lineup? Anywhere else in America? Nowhere. Or anywhere in the world? Right here, Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. And then we'll have another fun Friday a week from today. So, man, we've got a great lineup for next week. I'm really, really excited about that. So get that spiral notebook, put CW on the front, and that you can take notes from all of our awesome, awesome guests. Okay, where are we? Where are we?
I think it's my turn with the question, so you get to pick the number.
Okay, and this is for critter-cages.com. It's an awesome prize with a brooder kit, a really, really nice brooder kit. If you go to critter-cages.com and then click and search brooder kit, you'll see it. It's about a $50 value. It comes with the corral. It comes with the waterer, the feeder, the heat lamp with a dimmer switch. It comes with the bulb. It is awesome, and it's valued at about $50. So this is one heck of a prize from our good friends at critter-cages.com. By the way, they also carry a lot of the Ware products, the Ware Manufacturing. They also are a sponsor of the show, and they carry a lot of the Ware Manufacturing products there at critter-cages.com. And so I'm going to pick caller. Since this is an awesome prize, let's go up. Let's go caller number 17. Caller number 17, get those fingers ready to dial, 347-637-3237. Pat, what is the question?
Okay, well, the question is, this is I'm back to the totally random and some of the Internet's worst jokes.
Uh-oh.
Except this one came from our very own chat room. It was about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It was posted in our chat room, and I liked it. It says, the question is, or the joke is, if you're a duck, what do you order from the concessions at a ball game? What do ducks' most popular thing to order from the concessions at the ball games, at a baseball game?
Can I guess?
Well, of course you can guess.
Quackers?
Quackers is close.
Oh,
but
okay.
They do have quackers. I would give you that. That's a winner.
Cheese and quackers?
Cheese and quackers? That's a winner. We'll accept those. Yeah. Why not?
Call number 17. So we better have a lot of people call to get up there to call number 17. And they're going to be the big wiener today and win this awesome prize from critter-cages.com. Perfect. And it looks like we can give away some more prizes. So let's see. Oh, yep, we've got a great prize from My Pet Chicken, mypetchicken.com. We have got the this time it's the chicken, chunky chicken caviar. Chunky chicken caviar, that'll be coming up next. So let's go over here to the switchboard and see if we can get call number 17. Repeat the question one more time, Pat.
Okay, the question is, if you're a duck, or when you watch ducks at that baseball games, they go up to that concession stand and there's a favorite thing they tend to order. What is it? What do ducks tend to order at baseball concession games? Only here, right?
No, oh, that's a good one. They also enjoy foul balls at baseball
games.
That's
right. That's right.
That's amazing. How cool is that? Okay. 347-637-3237. You are live on the air with Andy and Pat, caller number 17, calling in from area code 214. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Hey, good morning, folks. It's Dave from Dallas, Texas.
Dave from Dallas. Very cool. All righty. I have no idea. I thought it was cheese and quackers, but obviously that's not the case. Close, but no cigar, so I don't win the prize.
I wouldn't give you a cigar because that's not good for you, but I would say that's an acceptable answer, Whisper. So you would be a winner in my
book.
Good deal.
Good deal.
But there is another answer. Dave, do you know what the other answer is? What ducks tend to order at baseball games concessions?
How about Quacker Jacks?
Yes, they Quacker Jacks.
Oh, my word.
They love Quacker Jacks. It's their favorite thing to order. So there you go. You got it, Dave. Congratulations.
Well, yeehaw, and happy first Father's Day to you there, Mr. Andy.
Thank you very much, Dave. I appreciate it. And maybe one day I can get back over there to the Dallas and Dallas-Fort Worth area one day and do another couple of events, and would love that. And happy Father's Day to you, too. I know you have a lovely family out there that I met when we were out there at the Garden Center, and maybe one day I can get back out there again, and we can have dinner. So maybe I can get out there on a book signing or something. So have a great weekend to you as well. So, all righty, Quacker Jacks. If you think that's a little crazy, that's what we get here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Okay, let's see. Are you serious? All of our winners have been guys?
No, they have not. We've had two females. Nope, not all guys. There were two females that called in.
Okay, but the guys are winning.
But the guys are ahead. Yes, they are ahead.
Ooh.
They are ahead.
Go men. Yeah. Go men.
According to my count, it's 2-4?
4-1?
No, 4-2. I think it's 4-2. Did my count right? I must admit I shifted my little scraps of paper I was keeping count on here.
Tater Farm says 4-1. But regardless, this will
be
our last question for the day. And I just don't think that – so either way, even if the women get this, they cannot win unless, of course, when we bring them on air, they whisper sweet nothings to me, and then they'll automatically win. But right now it looks like the men – The men have got it. The men have got it. So cool. Okay.
Well, we got to let you guys win occasionally. You know, it entices you to keep coming on the show. So.
Gotcha. Okay, head
for
over
Father's
to
Day.
head over to mypetchicken.com and take and then click on treats and take a look at their new treat that's made with mugs. Yep, made with mugs. We'll talk about that in a minute.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
Okay, since it's Father's Day, I've got a good question here. Pat, pick the caller.
Pick the caller? Well, let's see. How about caller
a lower
number 12?
Okay, 12.
Caller number 12.
Okay, caller number 12. And some of you probably know this, some of you may not. It's not chicken related, but because it's Father's Day this weekend, this just popped into my head, and we'll see. I know many of you will know this. Many of you won't. Caller number 12, real quick, this will be our last one, for some awesome chunky chicken caviar from mypetchicken.com, our good friends Derek and Tracy over there. These things are made with basically vegetarian-fed insects. It's amazing, these things. And you'll win some of that if you know the answer to the following question. What is my son's full name? There you go. First, middle, and last. My son's full name. How about that for a Father's Day weekend? The end of the question. My son's full name, beginning, middle, and end. First, second, and third. First, middle, and last. However you want to say it. My son's full name. If you know that, call number 12, 347-637-3237. How about that?
That's a good one.
It says, okay, all men, step away from the phones. But they can't win now anyway because we're too far ahead. So the women can't win anyway because they're too far. And of course, you know, I have the last say, so if it's a young lady that calls and she happens to whisper sweet nothings into my ear, then we can default and the ladies would win. But I, you know, I'm the only one that can make that decision. Or maybe, you know, if a man calls and whispers sweet nothing into Pat's ear, then maybe she could have the absolute.
That would be a change.
Oh, man.
Been a long time on that one.
All righty. 347-637-3237. Let's go to the phone lines. Area code 515. You're on the air. Tell us where you're calling from and what your name. Area code 515? Nope. Okay. We'll try another one here. That means we go to the next caller. We go to caller number 13, area code 734. 734, you're on the air with Andy and Pat.
Hello there.
Who would this be?
Another woman. Yay.
It's Anna from Michigan.
Anna from Michigan. How's it going up there in Michigan? Y'all got any snow on the ground?
You know, it just melted away last night.
I love it. I love it. Okay, the question, and actually Pat's variation in the chat room is wrong, though I won't have you spell it. I'm not going to ask you to spell it, but the spelling is wrong. What the question was for these awesome, at mypetchicken.com, the chunky chicken caviar, what is my son's full name?
Caleb with a C, Robert Schneider.
That is correct, 100%. Awesome. How
Yay.
Cool is that? And I thought going into Father's Day, that would be an appropriate last question for today. So congratulations, Anna, up in Michigan. Thank you so much for listening. In fact, speaking of sweet nothings in my ear, a young lady just told me we've got about 90 seconds left. So we're going to wrap it up. Again, Pat and I, we both wish all of our fans, followers, and friends a wonderful Father's Day. We hope you spend it with good family and friends. We'll be back here Monday, and you heard earlier what an awesome lineup we have all week. We'll have some fun on Facebook over the weekend as well. And enjoy your weekend. Pat, take it away.
Yeah, okay. Well, yes, and Andy Schneider, to you, happy first Father's Day with your new son. That what a special time that is. And, of course, to all the fathers in the world, we really appreciate your role and everything that you bring to all us. Yep. Okay, and appreciation to our chat room chickeneers for calling in, having the accepting some of the really bad jokes along with some of the really good questions, and for participating. Congratulations to the guys. You outnumbered the girls quite a bit this time. Thanks to blogtalkradio.com for providing the radio, the chat, and the video services. So, again, all you fathers out there, we love you, and we love all you poultry pioneers so much. Blessings to all, and may the flock be with you evermore. Thanks so much, everybody. God bless.